Trump Media's Bitcoin bet now sits at $455,000 paper loss. Trump Media has shifted another 2,650 BTC, worth about $205 million at current prices, to Crypto.com, CoinDesk reported on May 23rd. The transfer pushes the parent of Truth Social to a cumulative 11,142 BTC, accumulated at an average cost of $118,520 per coin. With Bitcoin trading at $74,657 as of May 23, 2026, the position is carrying an estimated $455,000 unrealized loss. The disclosure lands during one of the year's sharper risk-off windows. BTC is down 3.4% in 24 hours and 4.2% over the past week, with the Coin Market Cap Fear and Greed Index sitting at 33 fear at the time of writing. Spot Bitcoin ETFs have bled 2.26B over the past 2 weeks, and majors across the board are weaker. ETH at 2328, 4.4%, SOL at 8219, 5.5%, XRP at 132, 3.0%. The math behind the 455 timer figure. At the average entry price of 189,522, Trump Media's 11,042 BTC carried a cost basis of roughly 137B. At the current $74,650 spot price, that same stack is worth closer to $861. CoinDesk's 455 figure tracks the gap once realized transfer values are netted out. Either way, the move is straightforward. The company kept adding Bitcoin into a falling market, and the average is now $44,000 above spot. The second transfer also tells you something about how the treasury is being run operationally. Funds are flowing into Crypto.com custody in tranches, not all at once, which suggests a continued accumulation plan rather than a one-shot allocation. We covered the initial 2,050 BTC deposit on Trump Media's first leg into Crypto.com custody earlier this month. Public company Bitcoin treasuries are taking heat. Trump Media is not the only listed company sitting on red marks. Bitcoin's drawdown has put pressure on most of the corporate accumulators that loaded up above 100K, including the cohort that followed Strategy's playbook. Michael Saylor himself acknowledged this week that Strategy selling some of its Bitcoin before year-end is not unlikely if conditions force it, a remark that would have been unthinkable 2 quarters ago. The wider macro setup is unhelpful. U.S. banks are nursing 306 Bs in unrealized losses on their securities books as rates stay elevated, and risk assets have rolled over alongside. The same week saw a 100-milliners cascade of long liquidations when BTC sliced through $75,000. For a publicly traded company like Trump Media, the accounting treatment matters as much as the price action. Under updated FASB rules, corporate Bitcoin holdings are now marked to fair value each quarter, with gains and losses running through earnings. That means a $455 million paper loss is not buried in footnotes. It shows up on the income statement. Custody choice signals intent. The transfers all routed to Crypto.com institutional custody rather than self-custody or a U.S.-regulated trust bank. That is a deliberate choice. Crypto.com offers segregated cold storage and insurance coverage that satisfies most public company auditors, and routing through a single custodian simplifies reporting compared with multi-sig or on-chain solutions. The trade-off is counterparty risk. The whole reason a self-custody setup exists is to avoid having a third party between the company and its coins. A custodial relationship at this size is a bet on the operator's solvency and operational controls. So far, Crypto.com has not been in the headlines for the wrong reasons, but the FTX precedent is why some treasuries still split holdings across multiple custodians. For retail users thinking about how this maps to their own setup, the question is similar but smaller scale. Custodial cards backed by exchange balances carry the same dependency. If the issuer hits trouble, the spending balance is at risk. Self-custody cards that spend directly from a user-controlled wallet sidestep that exposure. The position is not closed until it is closed. A $455 million unrealized loss is not a realized loss. If Bitcoin recovers, the figure compresses or flips back to a gain quickly. Trump Media has not signaled any intent to sell, and the new transfer suggests the opposite. But unrealized losses still hit reported earnings under the new accounting rules and still feed into how analysts model the company's book value. The position now looks like a directional bet that Bitcoin trades through $118,522 again. That price last printed during the run-up earlier this year. It is not far away in percentage terms, but it requires a clean break of the current downtrend and sustained inflows back into spot products, neither of which is visible today.